Service hier am Montagabend live auf dem FSK-Studio mit Patrick
und Sandra. Hallo alle zusammen zu Hause vor den Radios. 3 Stunden lang wieder neue Platten, Interviews und Konzerttipps. Wir haben einen Studiogast heute und zwar wird kommen
David Scott von der Gruppe The Pearl Fishers wird hier auftauchen. Eventuell bringt er sogar seine Gitarre mit und wird ein paar Stücke hier live spielen. Aber ansonsten auch gibt es noch schöne Musik von den Pearl Fishers von Tonträger. Und ja, was haben wir eben gerade gehört als Einstieg der Sendung?
Das war ein Stück von Jeremy Dower von einem Sampler Intermission, heißt der, der auf Plug Research erschienen ist. Das Stück hieß Hard Trouble.
Ja, dann geht's jetzt weiter mit Lupin Hole und dem Titel Sometimes.
Thank you. No.
Wir hörten Lupinhole mit dem Titel Sometimes. Lupinhole übrigens eine Band, deren Mitglieder ansonsten bei der Gruppe Spiritualized mitspielen. Ich weiß allerdings gar nicht, ob Spiritualized wirklich noch existieren oder ob die einfach nur eine künstlerische Pause einlegen oder ob sie sich aufgelöst haben. Keine Ahnung. Aber Lupinhole sicherlich auch ein einigermaßen guter Ersatz für Spiritualized. So die musikalischen Vergleiche sind angebracht, würde ich sagen.
Ja, wo Spiritualized doch irgendwie eine andere Liga waren, finde ich. Weil ich glaube, Jason Pierce ist im Dauerkoma vom Drogenmissbrauch. Von denen darf man, glaube ich, so schnell nichts Neues erwarten.
Naja, was meinst du mit anderer Liga? Also,
ach, hör den Rest der Platte an und dann weißt du, was ich meine.
Okay, aber ich habe da schon mehrere Stücke von gehört. Die fand ich eigentlich ganz in Ordnung und haben halt, also Lupinhole ein bisschen mehr zu bieten als so dieses dröhnige, spacige von Spiritualized. Das ist ja irgendwie auf die Dauer doch ein bisschen langweilig.
Zuletzt doch sehr viel Soul gehabt zum Schluss auf den letzten zwei Platten. Also.
Ja, aber auch eher so schnarcht.
Nee, das war schon okay. Hör sie dir nochmal an, Sandra, und dann streiten wir weiter. Ihr hört den Sunday Service auf FSK 93.0 und wir haben dem Sunday Service mal eine Website spendiert. Unter www.fsksundayservice.de könnt ihr euch jetzt einloggen, könnt die Sendung live, also streamen sozusagen, könnt ihr euch irgendwie anhören, wenn ihr Lust habt. Nicht gerade heute live, sondern irgendwann. Und ja, könnt immer wieder mal nachschlagen sozusagen, Interviews, Playlists etc. Einfach mal einloggen, www.fsksundayservice.de. So, weiter geht's mit Hot Water Music, A Flight and a Crash heißt ihr neues Album, davon das Stück Swinger. Swinger von Hot Water Music und die Jungs werden das Album auch live vorstellen in Hamburg und zwar am 27.06. in der Fabrik.
Das ist auch der richtige Veranstaltungsort für solche Bands. Als nächstes haben wir für euch Bright Eyes. Das ist ein Ein-Mann-Projekt von einem Menschen, dessen Namen ich jetzt allerdings nicht weiß. Und den Song, den wir hören, der ist von einer Split 12-Inch, ist relativ rar, vermute ich mal, hier in Deutschland zu bekommen. Aber wir haben es natürlich für euch hier, und zwar den Track No Lies, Just Love.
in the March of the winter, I turned 17, and I bought those pills I thought I would need, and I wrote a letter to my family, said it's not your fault. Like the ground's not mine to walk upon, and I've heard that music echo through the house where my grandmother drank by herself, and I sat watching the flower as it was withering. I was embarrassed by its honesty, so I prefer to be remembered as a smiling face, not this fucking wreck that's taken. So I'd like to make some changes before you arrive, so when your new eyes meet mine, they won't see no lies. Just love.
Oh,
Sehr schön, Bright Eyes mit No Lies, Just Love, und darauf folgt gleich ein wenig Hip-Hop mit Ugly Duckling und Eye on the Gold Chain.
They got the eye on the gold chain. They got the eye on the gold chain.
Alright, here you go.
When young Einstein was a kid
in the mid
80s, he saw how the B-boys lived.
They wore the fat gold to rock a rap song.
Einstein's taking off.
Nice putting it on. There's not a pair of eyewear that can stop the glare of the Duke. Overexposed in photo shoots, he salutes the days of old with chains of gold. He looked around in town and the chain was sold.
Over to the airport.
He said, talk metal detectors, inspectors. Pull him to the side and give him lectures. Going to his luggage,
man.
They try to test him, threaten to arrest him, ask him lots of questions.
Like, why do you have a box of tissue?
To remove
what?
All the oily finger residue.
So look, but don't touch, and let my chain shine.
Yo, put it on, Einstein.
They got the eye in the gold chain.
That's right.
They got the eye in the gold chain.
That's right.
Canada. Einstein's the man of the year. Get the trash out of here like a janitor. Chain so heavy when he stepped in the plate. You could tap him on the shoulder and he'd fall on his face. Dropped a single fresh mold. They thought we were full. 30 days later, Einstein had gold.
So what you saying?
My man scans the collectibles for the LP. Top full of delectables for the MP. He can reshape a beat break, cut it in half. Changing the speed rate and making super veins when it's on the turntable. He wore the dookie when we met Queen Elizabeth. Asked her was she jealous. She said,
a little bit.
I guess the crown jewel never compared to the rope that the Einstein wears.
They got the eye and the gold chain.
That's right.
They got the eye and the gold chain.
That's right.
They got the eye and the gold chain.
That's right.
They got the eye and the gold chain.
Okay, das war ein Ugly Duckling, ziemlich Oldschool-Hip-Hop, Beastie Boys-mäßig, wie ich fand, ein Eye on the Gold Chain. David Scott ist hier von den Pearlfishers, ist gerade dabei, seine Gitarre zu stimmen. Und ja, wenn er das dann fertig hat und nochmal vielleicht eine Zigarette geraucht hat, dann geht's los mit den Pearlfishers hier beim FSK. Und ja, noch ein Stück von The Jim Joshi Pileup, eine Band aus Amerika, mit dem Stück Breakdown Championship.
Thank you.
das war also das Jim Joshi Pile-Up. It's Winter, hier heißt die LP und das Stück, was wir hörten, hieß Commodore Rock. Ladytron, Sandra?
Ja, es geht weiter mit Ladytron, einem Stück, das ich nicht so gerne mag. Patrick wollte das unbedingt nochmal spielen hier in dieser Sendung.
Bestes Stück der Platte, keine Frage.
Ja, finde ich ja wieder überhaupt nicht. Und ich war ja leider auf dem Konzert nicht, als sie im Schlachthof gespielt haben am Sonntag vor gut anderthalb Wochen. Nee, na fast 9 Tage ist das her. Und habe aber so ein paar Stimmen gehört, dass es nicht so wahnsinnig gut gewesen sein soll. Aber ich war nicht dabei, ich kann es nicht beurteilen. Wir hören jetzt Ladytron mit Commodore Rock. We'll be right back.
рай со высокой синей пламени.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
They have no scruples. They're corrupt and immoral.
Ja, wir haben hier gerade unseren Studiogast schon bereit. Erstmal Frage und Antwort zu stehen, dann gibt's ein paar Live-Songs zu hören. The Pearlfishers. David Scott ist hier da und kommt eigentlich aus Glasgow. Und veröffentlicht seine Platten auf dem schönen Hamburger Label Marina Records.
Hey. Hi.
Hi, David. Your career as a musician started in the mid-80s. So can you tell us something about your previous projects and your biggest highlights so far as a musician?
Oh, I think my biggest highlight so far is getting to make records. it's great when somebody actually lets you make a record, because most of the time musicians struggle to get their music out, you know. And that was the case with me early on, you know, when I first started in the music business. I had a deal with an indie label in Glasgow, a label called Shift, and my band at the time was called Chewy Raccoon. sorry about that, folks. But you know, we're all young ones, and we actually made some pretty good songs, I think. But we got signed by Phonogram Records, and you know, major record companies sometimes do a good job. More often than not, they don't. So, I think I was too young to realise what I was doing. And then I went through a couple of other changes with the band, and eventually wound up with Frank and Stefan at Marina. And the highlight of that has been that they I think are with me in terms of wanting to make art and make art first, and then okay, let's see if we can sell it. You know, yeah.
But how many records have you released with the Pearlfishers by now?
This is the fourth album. The first one you wouldn't know too much about. It's almost like a different band. A record called Zaza's Garden still sells, so that's good. But this is the third real Pearlfishers record. And of course we've had EPs and singles along the way too, which are now selling for outrageous amounts of money on eBay and things like that, you know, which is nice. It's nice to see the work still surviving.
Yeah. But how come you got into contact with the guys from Marina Records?
Well, it was a funny thing. After I made the Zaza's Garden LP, I knew that something wasn't right with the band, you know? You've got a feeling. And I thought, I've got to do something new. So I basically sort of stopped everything. Said, okay, no more gigs, no more band. I just take some time and write some songs. And I did that. I put some musicians together, recorded in a totally different way, and made the album that became The Strange Underworld of the Tall Poppies. And it felt new and exciting for me. And then Norman Blake from Teenage Fan Club said, you should call Frank at Marina. And so I sent Frank a CD, and then Stefan phoned. and we said, okay, let's work together. And now it's all this. It's great. Yeah. I was going to improvise all like this.
The new record is called Across the Milky Way, and I think we listened to one song. It's called Will It Be the Summer.
Mm-hmm.
Summer, das waren die Pearlfishers. David Scott hier live beim FSK im Studio. David, the first Pearlfishers record, The Strange Underworld of the
Tall Poppies.
Tall Poppies, right?
It's a long title.
You've been a duo together with Brian McAlpine.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Well, I guess Brian decided to go and do his own thing for a while, and I think he was probably ready to be the daddy of a band, to be the boss. Mm-hmm. And I suppose as long as he was around in the Pearlfishers, he was always going to be sort of second fiddle, because I write the songs, and Brian has always made a great contribution to the records, but when it comes to an argument or a decision about the artistic direction, I write the songs, so naturally I'm going to probably have the loudest voice. And I think it was time for Brian to go and do his own thing, but he's actually going to be touring with the Pearlfishers this summer and through into the autumn. Mm-hmm. He and I are buddies, brothers, so there's no problem with him and I.
So what's the name of his new band?
Well, he was in a band called Iron Horse for a while, which is a kind of diddly diddly band, that sort of band, and then he was playing with a band called Canty Shields, which sounds like an illness. But he actually made a good record with them, and now I think he's working on his own stuff and doing music for plays and stuff like that. But he's going to come back and be a Pearlfisher for a while. Mm. Yeah, so it's good.
So will you come on tour in Germany as well?
I hope so. The only problem with touring the Pearlfishers is it's such a big band. The last tour we did in Britain was a 12-piece band.
Yeah.
String section and horn players and all, and it's expensive to tour that. So I'd love to, and I'd maybe even come and do some solo dates, which I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
We've played in Germany before, and it's always been a wonderful experience, I like it very much.
Mm. Yeah, I just wanted to suggest just to come over with a, four-piece band and play some stripped-down songs or so.
Yeah, Johnny be good. Yeah. What's that?
Yeah, we already talked about it off-air, so I want to ask you again, what's the advantage of being a musician in Glasgow and not... I don't know, why don't you move to London or something?
I don't like London. that's one good reason. I feel in Glasgow that there is an artistic environment which people often talk about Berlin having that sort of artistic environment, or Colmar or Hamburg. Glasgow is very much that way. It's a very much an artistic sort of community where and musicians do support each other. I don't think it's like that in Edinburgh. In Glasgow, you have Belle and Sebastian, who play on records by Teenage Fan Club, who play on records by Future Pilot, who play on records by Bill Wells, who plays my records, blah blah blah, and it's like it's sort of a very supportive network of people. And I think that the main thing is art, and the main thing is expression, and all the other things like making lots of money and stuff. It'd be nice to make lots of money, but it's first and foremost it's about the music. Mm. So it's good, and a lot of good venues, good rehearsal rooms, good studios. Come to Glasgow, folks. Good restaurants.
Yeah, so you want to play some songs live now here?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, do I have to get up close to this microphone?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, right. So this is a tune from the new record, Across the Milky Way, and it's called Sweet William. Someday I'll send this stupid song, Sweet William. You're a complicated girl. It's a complicated world. You've got to take your chances, 'cause your chances won't take you. And you could lose tomorrow. Before you know it, your life is through. La 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 la. La 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 la. Sweet William, it's a complicated world. Someday I'll right this stupid wrong, Sweet William. What on earth am I to do? What on earth am I to say? Maybe this sweet romance is a silly way to make it through. And all the days you borrow to just imagine your soul renewed. La 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 la. La 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 la. Sweet William, it's a complicated world. And if I ever get it right, Sweet William, will you wake up? Find a way for us to make up. And if I ever get it wrong, there's still a beacon on the back streets, among the foxes and the factories. Gotta take our chances, 'cause our chances won't take us. And we could lose tomorrow. Before you know it, our life is through. La 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 la. Complicated world. It's a complicated world. Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, you want some more? All right, so I'm doing a set, I see, right? Okay, well, I'll tune up for this one. I'll tune down, I should say. There's a tune called Everyday Storms, and this was on the album The Strange Underworld of the Tall Poppies. And it's funny because as a songwriter, you've got favourites, you know, it's like your babies. This is my favourite baby, you know, my favourite child. But nobody else ever agrees. And this was always my favourite, and nobody ever used to sort of mention it, but just recently a couple of people have spoken about this song, so I thought I'd play it. It's called Everyday Storms, okay? She's got things on her mind. Tremors from everyday storms. Shoes untied, tears uncried. Dark fascinations of days gone behind. Out in this circus, her days just dissolve into an endless ballet. People come, people go, everyone losing their minds on the way. When we share days of sun and cold October holidays. We will be blessed with the best yet to come, and we'll find our love in the middle of an everyday storm. Thank you. Okay, right. Listen, this is one from the Young Picnickers. I was going to play Strawberries. I think I'll play something fast. Let's hope I can remember it. Okay.